Chapter 5. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. We all know the words from the Gospel. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. But whoever eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment upon himself. The assimilation by the candidate of the light power of the Gnosis through contact with the spiritual school is the eating of the body of Christ and the drinking of his blood. The candidate can open himself to the light of the Gnosis in one of three ways: via the head, via the heart, or via the head and the heart. You have probably never reflected on the consequences of the assimilation of light power. In fact, you perhaps never knew you had to think about it. And the idea that there is such a thing as light assimilation probably never occurred to you, and yet, just think of the spleen. As modern people, you have undoubtedly attended numerous meetings in the course of your life, and have heard hundreds of addresses and received innumerable preachings in which much was said, much was asked, and many reactions were sought. Countless assurances and many warnings have been given to you, and you have listened to and tested all kinds of things. For this reason, it is likely that the term Gnostic light assimilation does not convey much meaning to you. You have had to assimilate so much in your life in terms of listening or reading that what the spiritual school does for the candidate in this sense, you classify under the same heading. However, may we now explain to you about these things? Perhaps then you will truly begin to understand inwardly the meaning of light power assimilation and will enter with us into the new attitude of life. If you do not understand the meaning, you will certainly not do that. You know what radioactivity is? It is a radiation resulting from atomic fission. It enters the atmosphere, and being an alien radiation, it somehow causes damage in the tissues of people, plants, and animals, and therefore has a tissue-destroying activity. But did you know that the light power of the Gnosis, set free in the foci of the spiritual school, is also highly radioactive? The bread of life and the wine of the new covenant are freed in the living body of the young Gnosis, which is connected to the universal chain. This is not mystical religious theorizing, but refers to a radiation of atoms which does not suit us at all by virtue of our natural birth, for it is alien to it. Atoms are to be compared with bread, radiation with wine. All of space is filled with root substance. There is no empty space, and root substance consists of atoms. Atoms are micro-universes, minute systems with seven possibilities, seven radiation values. The term Gnostic light power refers to a radiation which is caused by and has adapted itself to what we call the sixth cosmic domain, the light field, the life field Christi. This light power, or radioactivity, is intended to charge the pupil with a power over which he, as a nature-born person, has no command, but which gives him the control to turn his life in a direction which cannot in any way be explained from nature. It is the radiation power mentioned in the Gospel of John. All who receive him, he gives power to become children of God again. It is the radiation power of which it is said, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." When you are confronted with the radiation field of the spiritual school, you yourself invoke this radioactive power and set it free within you. When you are touched by the new power field, you activate and set free a new atomic faculty in the heart, of the head, or both. And it is to this that the words apply, "But whoever eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment upon himself." By your contact with the Gnostic foci, you absorb into your system atoms, which have a different radiation from the one you are used to receiving. Even if you were to reject some of the teachings, you have to respond to this Gnostic radiation, whether in a positive, liberating sense, or in an absolutely negative, degenerating sense. For this reason, it is also said in the Bible that one can eat one's death at the Holy Supper. What is meant is a rational moral death on different levels of life. We receive a new light power, the fiery breath of the one life, a light power also characterized by the strong electromagnetic charge of Uranus. This breath impels, and what is more, enables us to a new attitude of life, entirely taken up with the purpose of Gnostic pupilship and its consequences. This breath influences the blood, nerve fluid, serpent fire, endocrine system, and the entire consciousness, and therefore all mental, astral, etheric, and physical processes of our personality system. On this basis, it is possible to make and carry out a positive decision. If this is not done, or one is not able to do it, we might ask ourselves, why does such a candidate enter voluntarily into a Gnostic power field and make a binding with it? For what could be more unintelligent than invoking a power one does not want to use? Not only is it unintelligent, but also very dangerous, for who could say beforehand what consequences your stupidity or negation might have in your present state of life? Whoever is animated by the new power, that is, the atomic radiation power of the sixth cosmic domain, experiences a strong influence on the throat chakra, which is a creative organ, the higher organ of creation of the true man. The pituitary, pineal, and thyroid glands, working together with their chakras, enable the pupil who stands beneath the new influences to divert the entire course of his life, to raise himself to a totally new state of being, and to reap the results of a truly priestly life. Whoever does not act now, whoever rejects these new potentialities under the grip of the old habits of life, or for other reasons, will undergo the following process. The new light power, rejected by the consciousness, is extracted from the head and heart sanctuaries by the chakra system, and is induced back into the bodily system via the sacral chakra. But in this journey, the new light power loses much of its original ability and is polluted. The mixture enters the sacral chakra, and in this way the candidate is deprived of his light power. The great imitator, the lion-headed power, gives back to him its false sheen, into which trap he walks with open eyes.